old redhead. How are you? How are you? I'm trying to learn how to do it before I quit. How are you? This old redhead. June Valley is with us today. And the wittiest woman in these United States, Irma Bombeck. And Richard Hayes, also a witty woman. How are you? And the Godfrey men with Jerry Alders. And Williams just had our pictures took. We just had our picture taken by my father, who has been taking my picture ever since I joined CBS 37 years ago, last January the 15th. And he ain't got a good one yet, and it's too late now. But Richard and I shall open with a song we've always had a lot of fun with through the years. This is one of our three duets. It's a fun tune. I love doing it with you, Richard. Thank you. Okay. You ever read Irma Bombeck's new book, Just Wait Till You Have Children of Your Own? Irma Bombeck and Bill Keene. Who does Keene guy?
Bill is a guy who lives in Arizona who does this wonderful comic strip called Family Circus. It is great.
Family Circus. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Little kids, yes, you know, crawling, yes, over one another. They're just darling. He's a neighbor of mine.
Where do you live, in Mesa?
No, I live in Paradise Valley, which is right outside of Phoenix.
Yeah, I was there the other day.
I know you
were. Went out to see Mal Lentz and Mona, his wife, his lovely wife. And we went to see Hydroculture, of which he is president. And you must go see that, Irma. I was telling you about it earlier. Hydroculture, where they grow the most beautiful tomatoes all year long. Oh, beautiful things. And cucumbers that are burpless.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's the best part of a cucumber.
No. These are great long things. See, they grow them on vines, straight up, up in the air. I mean, not on the ground, straight up. And the cucumber hangs down there, see? And it grows that long. And that's that long, folks, really. And all the way down, it's good to eat, and you can even eat the skin and no burps.
Mm. Could make you coof again.
Coots.
You can use that.
Well, why is that any different than, you know, can't you grow tomatoes all year long?
Are you kidding?
No, I just look this way.
Do you never go to the market here in New York to buy tomatoes for your wife in
certain
the winter
seasons?
Yeah, but I always thought that, you know, that's because they grow in places where it's snowing now, so it's a seasonal thing. But I thought in a place like Arizona, where it's warm all the time, you could grow them all year round.
No, you can't grow them all year round. In some places, it would be too hot and so forth. It's seasonal things. But these are grown hydroponically, inside. Not in a hothouse. No, it's not a hothouse. It's different from that.
Is it done in soil?
No. The plants are growing in an inert substance, like gravel or pebbles or pieces of plastic, little bitty things. And it's an amazing method by which you grow them with water, see? And there's a long tank, over 4 feet wide, 2.5 feet deep, and the length of the unit long, which is a thing that looks like a Quonset hut from World War II, only it's made of some kind of material that's translucent, lets the sunlight through. And in the middle, you have this little tank in which you mix your ingredients, your nutrients, and on a clockwork, automatically, every so often, the water comes up underneath in this inert stuff, see? Gets the roots, feeds them, and drops back down again, and after a while comes up again and cycles like this all day, whilst you keep the air moving with a big fan and the temperature constant, or reasonably, within certain limits. And it must be kept sterile so that no bugs and bacteria and fungus and get among us.
Hmm.
And you get these beautiful, great, big tomatoes any time of the year, the kind that we get off of the vines at home in August, you know, in September.
We used to do that in Brooklyn all the time. Any vegetable we used to grow inert.
Well, yeah.
And is it a different thing that cucumbers grow downwards?
Yeah, because ordinarily you grow the vines on the ground.
Yeah.
Straight out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
These are tied up like the tomato vines, yeah.
Tell
and that's what makes
them
purpose.
The Waldwell lettuce you were telling me about.
Oh, yes. That was an experiment they're trying. They're trying this experiment, growing lettuce the same way, only vertically. So that the lettuce, instead of growing vertically out of the ground at right angles to the ground, is growing out of the wall at right angles to that. And the idea would be marvelous to walk into a supermarket and select your own plant and take it home with you in the little container.
Mm-hmm.
And it would keep on growing until you plucked leaf by leaf.
Oh, that's crazy.
Well, my kid is growing something under the bed, but I don't know what it is. Snap at my jugular vein, but...
Irma, we had the most fun with you the other day. I wish I knew what paper it was. I think I've found out, though. It's something that's printed in Long Island.
Newsday.
That's it. Newsday. That's where your column was, and they didn't put your byline on it that day, but I recognized it the minute I saw it. Remember I read it about the... What was it? The way you looked it up in the stars?
The horoscope.
I
was reading my horoscope. I never win. It's always one of those Gabby Hayes with all his teeth days, you know?
I think I've never read anything funnier.
Thank you.
That was so much fun. We read it, and I said, I'll bet $10 to a donut that is Irma, and sure enough it was. Who did the cartoons? Bill Keane?
Bill Keane, yeah.
In his book?
He wrote me a letter about 2 years ago. You know, just a fan letter. And I do not take fan letters lightly. He said, you know, sometime we ought to get together for a book. And the next week I had the kids and we're on the plane. You know, we're going out. When? Want me for dinner? You know, I can stay a while. And this is how we got started on the thing. We thought that the world was ready for a funny book on teenagers. Or a book on funny teenagers, whichever.
Oh, by gosh, I think it is. This is a very funny book with some great cartoons.
He's got one in there. I think I can explain it, which I just love.
Remember the page?
No. It shows the kid in the house, and he's got the barbells. You know, he's taking the exercise, building up the muscle bit, you know. And then right outside of the window is a mother with a garbage can, you know. This is me, you know. I love it.
Yeah.
It's just homespun, garden variety kids, you know, normal thing.
Irma says, for years, my husband and I have advocated separate vacations, but the kids keep finding us. How about that? We've always said if we could just mail ourselves to where we are going, we might arrive in a gayer holiday mood. Oh, that traveling, huh?
It's terrible. We once had a hitchhiker who wrote us a check to let him out of the car. Oh, it was awful. It was just awful. Why is it that just because, you know, you fight and scream and shout at one another as a family all through the year, you think that you can get in the car
and it's going to be any different. You know, just because you're going on vacation. It's incredible.
Irma Bombeck. June Valley. Proceed over there to that mic, honey. Get Richard to pull it down to suit you. And give us of that great voice. June Valley.
People who need people are the luckiest people in the world. We're children needing other children.
She always gets up there and sings her little heart out. Beautiful. People who need people are the luckiest people in the world. And for some reason or other, although we all know that, we just don't get along.
That's so unfortunate, too.
Why is that? Why? We always have to do something to foul it up. We better learn how to get along. You know, it's getting crowded, more and more crowded every day. We could take lots of lessons from our Oriental friends who for centuries have been crowded long before we ever thought of it. This, I think, is the reason that they're so polite and so nice. Because for so many centuries, they've had to get along living like lemmings almost. 20 to the room and so forth. If you're going to live under those conditions, you have to get along. And their customs are that way. Their customs are tailored, it would seem, to produce that kind of rapport, getting along together, needing each other. something that we Occidentals could learn to our good advantage, eh?
The respect for the parents and the respect for the man of the family, too.
My husband and I, we get along because neither of us wants custody. We're going to hang in there.
There, my bomb, Beck. You tear me up when you do a song like that, June. That's beautiful.
Oh, thank
you. June Valley. Where are you appearing these days? Anywhere where folks can come see this little half pint?
Let's see, Willow and I'll be in Chicago.
On the 27th or 26th? Sunday?
Yes. I'll be in Chicago right on Sunday, that's right.
What will you be doing there?
I'm working for the, it's a convention.
Oh, that's funny. We're going to be there, too. The whole lot of us.
Yeah, I wish I was staying there. I could see you.
Wait a minute, honey. Wait a minute. What day are we going to be there?
10 and 11.
We're doing it on the 11th.
Of April?
Yeah.
We're going to do a show on April the 11th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two shows. We're going to do in Chicago at the Hilton. Where the convention is. And what's wrong with you being there with us?
I see.
Can you do it?
I'll look and see what...
Look it up and see, will you?
Yes.
Because you'll have to pay my fare.
That's okay.
Oh, gee, we'd love to have you. Wouldn't we, Richard?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, indeed, we would.
And the conventioners would like it, too. We're doing a very classy one. It's the Skin Flick Distributors. They're a fun group.
Emma, tell me about living in Arizona. You moved from verdant, beautiful Ohoho and went out to Arizona where everything's so dry. Why?
Well, it just seemed like the right time for it. You know, I was 44 years old, and what was left for me, you know?
What was left?
No, we were at a point where, you know, it was right. I mean, I can do what I do from anywhere, and Bill wanted to go back and get his doctorate, his PhD in education.
Oh.
So my oldest daughter was going away to school, and it was just a good time for all of us to make the break.
I think that's great. The daughter goes away to teach your father, her father, how to get a PhD. That's pretty good.
Well, like I told him, if you can't fix my feet, what good are you? You know, it's dumb. And we moved out in June, and we got there. Our timing was terrific. They were having a cold snap. It was down to about 104.
Oh.
And I made a mistake. I went, you know, dumb me, I've got to open up the car door, right, without my potholder. Oh, my gosh. I had no idea that cars could get throughout the steering wheel, the door handle, inside. Incredible.
Gets pretty hot out there.
I noticed that. When the wedding ring melted, I noticed. I said to Bill, it's hot. He said, it's a dry heat, you know.
Landed there the other day, went out in a beautiful Learjet, Gates Learjet 25. Oh, gee, that thing spoils me. So rotten. Mm-hmm. Ooh, 461 nautical miles per hour true airspeed. 461 knots. That's better than 500 miles an hour. At 41,000 feet where there is no weather, or at least there wasn't that day, just as calm as a mill pond. And landed in St. Louis for refueling, and then went on to Phoenix. And when we got to Phoenix, we couldn't see it.
I know.
Because of the smog. But then after we landed, we made an instrument approach and found the runway. And then got down on the ground and everybody said, gee, what a beautiful day it is. It looks nice down here. But from up there, you couldn't see.
Why do they have a lot of smog there?
Same as to Los Angeles.
It's a valley, too. It seems to trap, you see.
Takes four things. Takes nitric oxides, unburned hydrocarbons, a landlocked place where you don't get any air circulating, and a lot of sunlight.
Mm.
If you get those four things, you get smog, and they've got it in Phoenix. They got it all over the country now. In Phoenix, it's really rough, just like it is in L.A., which is such a shame because I can remember when people used to go, to Phoenix for TB.
Yes, that's right. What I was going to ask you about. What do they do now? Because it's exactly the place. Oh, what a compliment. No, any kind of
there's no place you can go to get away from it. You still can't bother that weather, can you?
Maybe there's an island somewhere you can get on.
Does it stay warm like that all the time?
Well, we had a very seasonal winter. It has been about 92, 94 degrees about the past year. Which is unusual, very unusual, because normally they would be having winter out there. But the incredible thing are the flowers, you know, to be able to see flowers in the winter.
Well, how low does it go in the wintertime?
Well, see, it varies from 30 to 40 degrees at night. So you get this high temperature in the daytime, and at night, you're like freezing to death again. You have a fire in the fireplace. You know, you have a higher weather in the evening, you know.
Without a snow, but what nice sleeping, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We're really enjoying it. We have never lived around mountains before. And I am, you know, in awe of them.
Where do you live? Now, near Camelback?
I live at the nostril. Mount Camel. I can look right up in it. If you got a mind to, you can look right up into the nostril of Mount Camel.
How fortunate that you took that end of the mountain.
Yeah, well, yes, you're right. Given a choice.
I think that's great. Gosh. Lower class neighborhoods or south of there? Better play something here before we can run off the air. How about the farewell blues? We haven't done this one for a long time.
Well, Camelback to Savannah.
You know, Irma, have you taken a look at that Camelback Mountain from another angle than from where you see it usually going out of Phoenix toward it? Mm-hmm. It looks like a camelback, right?
Right,
looks
right.
Exactly like a dromedary camel.
I know what you're going to say. On the other side of the mountain, like a pregnant woman on
exactly.
her back.
Exactly.
Right, and
exactly.
That's all I can think of. I can't think of a camel anymore.
That's right.
What does it look like on the other side?
A pregnant woman on her back.
Very pregnant, lying down asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's why I don't understand how come they call it camelback. It must be that everybody approached from this side first. Let's do the farewell blues. I dedicate it to that camel. And I'll get out my Gibson banjo here.
On economic indicators every weekday on Today in Business over the CBS Radio Network.